We're here with York Glover, running for county council. St. Helena Island, I'm David Lauderdale, and Rick Brindrett is our projects editor. Mr. Glover, tell us a little about yourself. You are from St. Helena, born in St. Helena, born with a midwife.
Yes. And lived all my life on St. Helena.
And you were with the Clemson Extension Service for your whole career?
I did 35 years at Clemson with the Extension Service. Mm-hmm. When I left college, I had a job with the Sea Island Farmers Co-op, and we were processing tomatoes for small farmers.
Huh.
And stayed there for about 3 years and left there and actually was looking for employment and got on with an insurance company. So I did some insurance business for a couple of years and got a phone call that Clemson was looking for me for a special project program that they had worked out with the Penn Center. And so I got on with Clemson back in late 70s.
Where was the Sea Island
Farmers Co-op? It was on St. Helena Island.
Was it?
Yes.
I'd like to talk to you about that. And you served on school board.
I served on the school board for 16 years. Do the math, but I think I got off in 1997, 98, I think. So I did 16 years on the school board.
And you were named for the Dr. York?
I was named after Dr. York Bailey.
Right. And
so he was what we call a godfather for me. So I was named after him, right? Yeah.
Is that right? And you were a football star.
I played football in high school, and I played football at North Carolina A&T for 4 years, and basically got a scholarship playing football at North Carolina A&T.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, what are your issues? Why are you running? You were probably asked to run.
I was asked to run by several people, both within my district as well as outside of my district, and I really did not want to run, to be truthful. But I was sort of coerced into running, and so I made the announcement, and shortly after I made the announcement, my platform got defined by Governor Haley when she came and made the announcement about the Jasper Port. And I said that this is the reason why I am supposed to be running. The Jasper Port becomes crucial for my community, is the way I see it, as it relates to jobs and advancement for the constituents that I represent, would be representing.
So tell me about that. You're seeing the port then as a place that the St. Helena kids can go and get a job.
I see the port as being, particularly when she said that the port is going to be 4 times as large as as Savannah and Charleston combined. That's a lot of jobs. And I see the opportunity for jobs to not only be at the port, but auxiliary jobs and businesses coming in to support the port. And they could be located in our region so that we still don't have to travel as far. But when I look at traveling from St. Helena to the Savannah River, that's still not as bad. But it makes it easier if we have auxiliary businesses in close to the area. And when I say close to the area, I'm looking at the northern part of Beaufort County, looking at Hampton. I'm looking at Jasper County around Point South. I mean, it just seems that.
Are you envisioning like distribution centers?
It'll probably be right. It'll be warehousing. It'll be, but at the same time, I see the opportunity for drivers with the CDL licenses. You know, driving the freights and stuff. There will be a lot of opportunities for job employment for logistics.
And what does that mean to you? That your whole experience on St. Helena has been sure. That kids or that young people, generation after generation, need more opportunity. You don't have the shrimping. You don't have much crabbing. You don't have
what has happened. Farming. Yeah, what has happened on St. Helena, and I call it the Babylonian exile, wherein that all of the educated citizens cannot stay here because the jobs are not here. So they're going elsewhere. I have 3-4 children, and they are not here because there's not an opportunity for them. They've all been educated with a college degree, mm-hmm. but they cannot find the kind of jobs that will support them here. So I see the port as being having the opportunity to at least have an income that can support a family. And my concern is really one of their jobs here. There's no question about that. But the when I have constituents who are going to 2 and 3 jobs just to make ends meet, it's a problem. And so when they're out there working, what happens to the children at home? Mm-hmm. And who's supporting the kids? And so I think my brother told me years ago that, because I had the same thing. I had 2 jobs trying to make ends meet. I, along with Clemson, I ended up with 2 jobs because I also did a little farming part-time, mm-hmm. Which took a lot of time as well. But he said, York, you need to find 1 job that pays well so that you can spend quality time with your family. You can do things that you want to do. So, you know, I think that's important, mm-hmm, especially mm-hmm. when you start looking at family and the breakdown of family. When you have the parents out there working, whether it's single parents or two family income, they're out there trying to at least pay the bills, and the kids are home doing whatever. And I just think that if the parents are home and they can spend that quality time at home, then we're going to have less problems in the mm-hmm. streets.
So have you figured out what role county council might have in this?
I think county council is pivotal in that county council has to, in my opinion, lay the foundation, invest in the infrastructure to attract businesses. I think council also have to make sure that education is funded so that the training can be provided for those jobs. You know, one of the coolest jobs I heard is a welder who can actually weld underwater. Mm-hmm. I mean, that got to pay something. I don't know.
I went to a TCL
once that decision has been made.
Well, what did you think of the concept of Town of Hilton Head Island annexing Bay Point? And would that have? I'm wondering what impact that would have on St. Helena.
Well, it's next to St. Helena,
right.
And so, if that concept would go through, then St. Helena could actually ask to be annexed into Hilton Head. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Have you thought of that?
Yeah, it is interesting.
I don't. I think one of the major problems in county government right now is the developers and municipalities and county government, and the developers are playing one against the other. This county has to decide what they want and how much do they want. And when you have one municipality annexing areas because the developers decides to have that area done with whatever they want, but they may have a problem with another entity. I think there's strip mining, development is not the way to go. When I hear of communities like out in Oregon, where you can determine where the city limit starts and where the rule or the country or the county starts. They have basically said, this is as far as we're going to go. And if we go beyond that, it's because of whatever particular reason. But they're not just annexing just to be right. Annexing.
And I think that's in play out there, isn't it? I mean, aren't there growth zones around St. Helena?
St. Helena is by itself. But you have Ladies Island, and you have what they call donuts on Ladies Island because the city has actually annexed beyond a certain point, and now there's some holes there that they, and if the city comes out and say, this is where we're going to stop, and if we're not going beyond that, but then if there's someone to petition annexation because of whatever reason, and they decide to go beyond that, then they leave little pockets of holes here and there. To go back to your question, let me just say this. I understand the law to say that if you annex because there's a service that's being provided by that municipality or that entity that's not being offered by someone else or the county. And I do not see how Hilton Head can offer the services of sewer, police protection, on Bay Point. I don't. Mm-hmm. Unless they're taking a helicopter or whatever. I don't know. So I can't see how that's really in the best interest of anyone other than the developers at Bay Point. So they really was the law. I mean, the law says you got to provide the service. Mm-hmm. Where is the service at this time? Mm-hmm. The other part about Bay Point is that Bay Point has a King's grant to it, which basically says that it was given the title. Actually was given to by the King of England. So they actually have the right to do whatever they want to do with the beaches. So there's no setback requirements for
them. I've heard that. I don't know. Well, I didn't know if that has been bubbled up as an issue on St. Helena. Or not? I didn't know. Parking
We are watching it, and we will basically. We have not made a position against it, but.
But do you think the county could do more with Penn Center, or the community as a whole? I mean, there's a story. There's stories out of trying to get this area as a reconstruction, to focus on reconstruction, a heritage area, I think they would call it. And Penn could play a role in that.
I think the county is doing and has done a lot with the Penn Center. Now, you know, Penn Center is looking at being designated as a historical landmark. You know, that's a federal landmark, park, a federal park. And then that will basically, add, some stability and revenue to the Penn Center. Just recently the county, came in and helped with, Hurricane Matthew as far as cleaning Penn so that, the heritage celebration can go forth, because it was under question whether Penn Center had the resources to actually clean it up in enough time for the heritage, and the county has come in and have taken that and have done a really great job so that the heritage celebration can happen this year. The county lends itself, I think, to the needs of Penn, but I think Penn also has to do some things for themselves as well. So I think Penn leadership is moving in a direction. I think there are some things that can happen there as well at Penn Center. I'm hoping to talk to the Penn Center if I get elected and see what we can do to enhance their effort. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about the cemeteries? Did the hurricanes leave the cemeteries in a mess that you know of?
I've been told that in some of the cemeteries that there were some bodies or coffins floating.
Right.
We have erosion,
yeah.
Which is in a lot of the cemeteries on St. Helena. Actually on the water.
Right.
You know, so when you have the erosion, you may have a grave that's eroding as well. The county 10, 15 years ago actually dedicated cemeteries so that, because there was a problem with the community actually accessing those cemeteries because for whatever reason, the land exchanged and people actually bought cemeteries and wanted to at least put houses or whatever. So it became a community issue. And the county, through the community effort, basically, what's the word I want to use?
Well, they would assign them a route to churches or somebody?
No, the community still owns, has control of it, but it's been assessed off.
Oh.
So it's no longer part of the county tax zone. So
okay.
It cannot be sold. So it's been assessed off.
That's
helped a lot.
Okay.
But they're still part of the community, and they are responsible for, you know, so, you know, there are some erosion that's happening in some of the areas.
What do you think about the transfer stations and the maybe changing the county, maybe changing the way it does things, go to door-to-door service?
Oh, you know, I'm in the country,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and I've been in the country all my life, and so when there's a need for us to expose of our garbage. You know, in the old days we did it one way, which we all had a hole in the backyard and we dump all our trash there. And we burned it,
mm-hmm.
every once in a while. And then the county came up with a transfer station. So we started taking our garbage to the transfer station. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that. in the city of Beaufort, they have curbside services, and they have houses that's next door to each other, and to provide that service makes it very, it's part of the service that you get when you become annexed into the city. You get, because you're closer and everything else. So it makes economic sense for that to happen, and you pay for it that way and stuff. I don't have a problem taking my garbage to a transfer station, because I'm in the country, you know. Going door to door, I cannot see the county investing in that, because it becomes to me very expensive. And I think if you want that type of service, that you should probably want to live in the city and not in the country. I think that's a choice.
Yeah. where do you stand on the county capital improvements sales tax?
I'm glad that a lot of the projects were eliminated. So I'm glad of that. I think that when we start talking about, you know, making sure that we have the infrastructure in place, that's part of that. And I see the penny sales tax as really improving on our infrastructure. So I'm supporting it. Because there was a committee that basically has come forth and said that these are things that need to be done. Now, there were some other projects that I think that should not have been in there. So it's, you know, so I think what we have now is probably more of a needs based than anything else and stuff. So I will support that and stuff.
Well, what is it that's important to you and your campaign that we haven't talked about?
One of the concerns I have on particularly St. Helena, but is on Ladies Island as well, is what I call standing water. The county says storm water, but I call it standing water, in that it's just there. And I shared with the county that over my lifetime, standing water was never a problem on St. Helena. It is now. And the reason is that on St. Helena, we farm the land, and you cannot have standing water on your crop. So the county had put in place, and it goes back to the area, during the areas of Roosevelt, I believe, when they had the CC camps, they started putting in quarter ditches and stuff. And the county's come in over the years and working with the farmers, and have actually put in a lot of ditches, infill ditches, to move the water away from the crops. That's why we didn't have a lot of water. Now we have a lot of water. So the question becomes, and they made a comment to me at one time saying that it's because of all the rooftops. And I said, well, we don't have that many rooftops on St. Helena. So that argument was not there. Now, you have rooftop in areas that you actually are doing a lot more development here, like in Bluffton and Hilton Head.
Yeah, yeah.
But on St. Helena, you don't have that problem and stuff. And what has happened is that the land has been exchanged, and people with ditches on their property have decided that they want to fill those ditches. And because of that, it has created a lot of problems and with standing water. And so now we have to address that problem. And when my family had problem with water on their property, went to the county. The county came in, and they put the ditches in, and the water is no longer there. We're now able to drive on the road and stuff and not have a problem. The county did not ask my family for an easement to go on the property. She just went on the property. We needed the water removed. They went on there and put the ditches in, and it's draining. Because the county doesn't have the right to be on the property, it's causing a problem. And so now the water is there. The community is really hurting because, you know, you're dealing with mosquitoes, health problems. You're dealing with foundation problems. And water is just sitting there. And so we have to work out means to get that water removed.
Is that you would need more people to give them permission. They would come and do more, but they can't get landowners' permission.
Yeah.
So there's an educational...
Both.
Yeah.
Both. And and so we have to work through all of that to get it done. But I believe that the community problem is greater than any one individual problem. Mm-hmm. So you may have a problem with a ditch on your property, but, you know, we have to work through that. Mm-hmm. And and if it means instead of leaving a ditch there, we may have to put in pipes large enough to get the water out. Mm-hmm. But we have to move the water. Mm-hmm. But we have to have your permission to go on the property to do that. And so we have to work through all of that. But we have to, and I spoke to the county about that before Hurricane Matthew, and after Hurricane Matthew, it was just, water was all over the place and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming.